This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
There you go. You know, I saw a thing with singles. Brian Cash here. Another one in the books, Mr. Ed.
Yep.
But I saw a thing where all these different singles, because for the TV show, like there's different signs. So when you went with your finger, that means action. Do you know all the different signs?
I know a lot of signs, Brian.
That's true. But you know what I'm saying? Like when you put your hands out and you pull them apart, that stretch it out. And then when you put your fist, it was like all these different things that a lady gave me where you know, I just took for granted. I've been doing this so long.
Each industry has different, you know, let's break.
All right, tell me, okay, if you don't mind. That's what, this is break? And that means like,
you're done?
You're done. Yeah, it's kind of neat, though.
No, there's different signals because, I could tell you in your ear over that doesn't go over the air. You know, I could say, like, so-and-so's waiting on the line, but that tends to screw people up their train of thought. Like, they'll be talking, you know, say, talking about what happened, and then the producer says in their ear, like you watch a lot, you know, like the news, they have the little thing in their ear called an IFB. And the producer will say, you know, move along, move along, move along. So you really, when you do that industry, you have to be able to hear like three people in your head. You have to listen to the person next to you, yourself, and then the person
and
that's
in the
studio.
And do you think
that
IB, what is it called, an IB what?
It's IFB.
IFB. Do you think they're also telling them questions to ask? Like knowledge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because they're on the internet saying, hey, this person just gave a falsehood.
Well,
especially
like,
on the big
you
shows.
Know, like the presidential debate, know that the producers are saying, you know, hit him harder, or something like that.
And now, do the people in the debate, do they have an IFB in their head where someone says, hey?
No.
No.
No, there are rules for that.
Right, because then that someone could be. I always wondered that. Is there. Remember, there was one time where they said they saw for George Bush that he had a pack and they could see the square pack.
Right.
And then there was a wire. They showed it in his ear. Do you remember that?
But yeah.
They couldn't
conspiracy.
Prove it. It was a little conspiracy. Like, you know.
Like so somebody, like he had a transmitter and somebody was telling him the answers.
Right, what to say and where to go. Right. But if you look at, like, what he's done, too, like, if you listen to his speech, right, I see why he became president. Because when he did that speech for Jeb Bush and stuff, I thought that was, like, very folksy and very well done. Like, done with humor and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, so he had 8 years to get used to it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So we have, you know, the things is with, we're doing a TV show, hopefully. And what I like to do is film us doing the radio. So, I mean, you might have to dress up a little bit. What do you think, Ed?
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Because, you know, for radio, you could just, who knows what I'm wearing.
I Absolutely.
Guess we do have a camera in here.
I'm wearing a hat today, so.
Yeah, you're wearing the Buccaneer hat. There you go. And then.
And it has no meaning whatsoever.
It does, too, in a way.
It's a hat. I'm not rocking the Bucks or nothing like that. It's a hat day. That's all.
It's a hat day.
It could have been, I don't know, Smurfs. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I went to the Tampa Bay Storm game. They got blown out by Orlando.
Oh, really?
And then after that, it was kind of a
That's depressing, because that used to be fun. Well, probably still fun, but it's not fun when you lose.
Yeah, they haven't won in a while. You know, they're just not winning.
You know who the general manager is?
Brooks.
Yes.
Derek Brooks.
I guarantee he wasn't happy.
Yeah, I think he's part owner, too. I can't hear you.
I think he's a very minority part of that.
Yeah. It was kind of neat to get inside, and it was just a lot of fun. The guy I was sitting next to, actually, matter of fact, was going to tune into the radio show today. So anyhow, he was a very powerful man and knows all the people. I was sitting right there, like on the 25-yard line, which in Tampa Bay Storm, that's a good seat. That's like the 50-yard line in football.
And that is the 50-yard line.
Yeah, and then what was kind of neat is we actually had lower seats, and you know we went back like 15 rows, and actually the lower seats weren't as good as the ones because of the peripheral view.
Yeah, because you're up high enough that you can just see what's going on. When you're lower there, you kind of have to look over that wall.
Right. It was kind of neat. And then when the football's going in the stands, they let the people
you get to keep it.
Is that the same way in the NFL?
Normally, yes.
Right. Have you ever? Yeah, normally. Oh, so what's the rule, though?
Yes, you can keep it if a player discharges it. There's two rules. You can hand it to a player. You can hand it to a fan, but that'll cost you like $500. If you hurl it into the stands, that's a fine. That can be $1,500.
Really? Because someone could get hurt.
Exactly.
I think in a hockey game, I'm not sure, but I think in a hockey game, someone once was killed by being hit by a puck.
I wouldn't doubt it. I know that the hockey's very dangerous when it goes over that net.
Yeah. I was, another one is the guy from, what's his name? Pelican Car Wash, Allen. I was at Game 7. I didn't realize it was so long ago because when I was at the Tampa Bay Storm game, that was 2003, 2004 when we won the Cup.
Three. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I didn't realize it was that long ago, so it's been a while.
12 years? 13 yeah. years?
And then we got into the playoffs last year or 2 years ago. We got into the Cup.
Last year.
So that was a good run, too. And who was it that beat us in the Stanley Cup?
Chicago.
Boy, they had that winning streak, too, where they won that season like 22 or 23 games in a row. So I like the Blackhawks, too. You know the team that I would like to see win it that hasn't won in a long, long time? It's the Montreal Canadiens.
I don't believe there is one Canadian team in the playoffs this year.
That's just
the they're just running around with their heads cut off up there.
Why is that? Like, they used to dominate in the 70s every...
And I think they're losing a lot of players to the States, honestly.
Right, there has to be, because, yeah. And Toronto hasn't won in a long time.
No.
I don't even know how long it's been. But you would think all these I don't know. It just seems strange to me that the teams that were people grow up on ice, those teams aren't winning.
Yep, I know.
So anyhow, call in 441-3000, 441-3000. That's 727, 441-3000. Any topic, I guess, is today you can talk about. And it would be great to have you on the air. Call in. I'll give you a trivia question. You can possibly win $50. So call in at 441-3000. And, you know, I have this publication here. It's called The Waiting Game. And this guy's doing a really good job. I can see while you're waiting, you can do a crossword puzzle. It's not even my publication. But I'm just saying to you, I'm looking at it, how quality this piece is. It's really done nicely. And the guy has... whoever's doing it really knows what they're doing. So, yeah, I just thought I'd give a shout-out to that publication out there called The Waiting Game. Doing a really good job. So who do we got? Is anybody calling in? Okay, so we got a few people online. But what I'd like to talk about in the meantime is some things that are going on in the area. We are going to be doing a TV show with CV. You know, matter of fact, we should get Debbie on the air to talk to her about CBF Productions. Who's on? Tom?
No, but I would like to talk about the promotion that Tom is doing because I think it's great.
Well, okay. Because Countryside Hearing. What is this, a free telephone?
You get a free phone. It is for the hearing impaired, and all you have to do is go in and have a hearing test, and if you qualify and have a hearing problem, they set you up for the free phone. It's a $500 value.
Well, where does it say $500 value in the ad? How much can you make it a little smaller than that? I mean, here, that's the, in small print, we put a $500 value. Kind of funny. What's that?
You have got John ready.
John from, okay, hey, John, what's up, buddy?
How are you, Brian?
Ah.
Website design.
Website. Need a website. See, here we have Countryside Hearing Aids, right, John? Talk about right. You know, someone you know does graphics, right? So there's a $500 value to this free telephone that the hearing impaired is doing, right? Where Countryside sure. Hearing Aids, right, they're giving away a free telephone, which is kind of neat. Where if you can't hear, the telephone just, it, what it does is it automatically, when someone calls you, turns it into a text, which is kind of neat if you can't hear, right? So, but the $500 value, right, is in small print. I'm just glancing well, at it. Silly. Huh?
I said that's silly.
So it should be $500 value free telephone, and right? That's the PAL.
Yeah, you want to. Yeah, you want to make that very obvious. The first thing that someone sees when they look at your ad.
Right. So, and what I have to do now is too is just figure out how to do it that way. But this guy is something else. This Tom Mitchell, you know who? Guess who he was. And I forget the year. I could Google it, but in 1980-something, guess what? If you guess, it has to do with strength.
I don't.
It's a guess for 50 bucks.
Take a guess, 50 bucks. He started the first strip club in Tampa.
Yeah, I knew that's where I met him. But no, he was the world's strongest man. And the strongman competition, you know, where they pick up the tires and they and they do all that. It was on ESPN, and it was all the people from all the different countries. And guess who won?
That guy.
Tom Mitchell. And then he's also this guy's just a real neat guy. So he also pastors. Like what he does is he's a spiritual man. And he's a pastor, so he's really, like, honorable. I mean, I've been doing business with him for a while now. He actually had a radio show here, actually, where he pastored. And somebody, anyhow, now he owns Countryside Hearing, right? And it's in Countryside. And, I mean, given, and he's Better Business Bureau rating. Guess what his rating is?
A++.
A+. See that? You didn't know you were going to be calling up about Countryside Hearing Aids, did you? So you guys have a website? Well, let me introduce Ingrid.
From Liberty, Texas.
And then we got a young man here from, talking the mic now.
The Document Pros.
Okay. So you guys, do you have a website?
Yes, sir. It's the documentpros.net.
And then who's handling your website right now?
Right now, we're going through a Yahoo Small Business to handle it.
This guy here, if you're looking for someone really to get all the bells and whistles, John here is a computer genius. And if you really want to have someone make a website for you, it's John. I mean, he grew up with a computer in his hand. You know, like when they give you like a bottle when you're a little child? he was given a laptop. It was a little laptop at that. Yeah. So, anyhow, he grew up with it. So, you got a question for John about websites? To put you on the spot right there? Okay. No, silence is not good. So, what do you think? What about a website? So, tell us, John, why. Okay. Why should someone have a website?
Are you on? You hearing?
John.
Yeah.
Tell me what's the benefit of what? Okay, like in a commercial, you know what they do in a commercial? The first 10 seconds is the problem, right? The second 10 seconds is the solution. And then the third 10 seconds is the happy client because of the problem was solved. There's a commercial is divided up into three sections. So I'm going to do it with you that way, okay? Make believe you can extend the commercial. So the first part of the 10 seconds is, what's the problem of a business in today's society, in today's computer age? What would the problem be of not having a website?
I mean, it's very important for people to have a way to access your information, your store hours, what you could, you know, what you do, what you could do for them, what products you offer, how valuable you are to them and to the community.
And one of the things that you should, okay, so why though? Like, you know, because you want the customers, because can you also tie in emails with your website?
Yeah, let's say for an example, like you call me and say, Brian Cashclaw's coupon book can do this and that, and it's wonderful. If I can go online and find precisely what you're doing, it would entice me to go with you and do business with you. But if I were to go online and can't find anything about you, your business, or you as a person, I've never seen your coupon book in person, so I don't want to do business with you. You know, it's a great source of information to people to find what it is that you're offering, whether you're an artist or a business owner, a lawyer, a physician. You know, in all of human history, we haven't seen anything like the internet. We've never seen this type of connectivity ever in all of human history. Like, no one knows how this thing is going to play out. But the fact that it's here for our generation is something to be used to our advantage.
And throughout time, like if you go throughout time, right, it was horse and buggy, then it was car. It was gas, then it was electric. And throughout time, you've seen innovations and stuff like that. In medieval time, it's not that they weren't as smart as we are today. It's that if you did come up with an invention, they would consider it witchcraft and they would burn you at the stake. So what happened was, during those time periods, people were stifled for creativity. And there were people that said the world was flat, right? So that was the time period. Now, with the information, I was just asking a question of, you could just Google it. Like, boom, here's the answer. So the website...
Well, you probably shouldn't...
Go ahead.
You probably shouldn't use Google, but there are ways to search for things on the internet. To that end, I mean, in the Middle Ages, all learning and education receded into the monasteries. It was a very, very dark time intellectually for, you know, our species on the planet. Today, the spread of information through the internet is just—it's immense. It's absolutely immense. I mean, something happens in you know, Kazakhstan, and in 20 minutes, it's all over the world through Twitter and all these different mediums, which we've never seen before.
And then politicians too using it, like they're saying with Trump. Trump was saying that something that I never thought of. He has like 9 million followers, right? And he says that his followers are like owning his own newspaper. And what he could do is put out, and like the New York Times doesn't even have that many people subscribing to the paper, and he could put out a Twitter or an email to someone, and 9 million people get it, and that's more powerful than any newspaper out there. And all it is, and what he said, what the most important thing is, it's free.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It's changed. Yes, it has changed desktop publishing. If you, Brian Cashclaw, wanted to do a coupon book online radio show, you know, you can reach tens of millions of people. You can reach more people than CNN, Fox News, the New York Post, the Washington Post, and it's free. And people come to you because they want what you're selling. They like your ideas. There's no barrier to entry with the internet. You just get on there and publish whatever you want to publish.
That's good stuff. What do you think about that?
But the
hold on, John. What do you think about, do you guys use the internet for tax? Like, look, filing your taxes, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. You got to talk to the mic.
Yeah, we use the internet to e-file the taxes. That means that once you sit in the chair, you signed, you pay. You e-file, the IRS gets it in a couple of seconds, in 10, 20 minutes, they will tell you they accept it or they reject it. Right away is, right. is known.
And then also, too, what percentages are rejected?
Really a low percentage. Let's say about 2%, probably.
Okay, and then and think about the John. Do you also set up things for identity theft? Like say, you know, they say that every 2 seconds someone's identity is stolen on the internet, right? At least on LifeLock commercials, that every 2 seconds. Is there any way to protect someone's website where that information's, like, do you have a security system involved with the website? Can they both be connected together?
That is a great question. When you have a security certificate for the server with SSL connection, it's pretty safe in a standard conversation. But there are a lot of security flaws with the internet and with web browsers in general. So anyone who would tell you that it's 100% safe is being dishonest.
Right, like when Hillary Clinton used the server, right, for national security stuff, whatever. They're saying that, like, the Russians and the Chinese can hack into the systems, right? Yeah. There was one guy that I forget his name now that said, like, everybody talks about, like, what's the number one threat? Nuclear, right? Then they say, no, it's global warming. Then this one guy did a show where he said cyber attacks could be the number one thing that could throw the world's economy into a turmoil. If someone really wanted to do it, that they can hack into the banks and stuff like that. What are you feeling about cyber warfare?
I'm not sure if cyber warfare is actually a thing.
Did I just make it up?
No, I think the media made it up, and it's just propagated.
Right.
There are a lot of security issues, but there are some very good security people who are working on those issues and making things better piece by piece. But there's no such thing as a 100% secure program or 100% secure software. There's so much code to go through. If there's just one flaw in, 30,000 lines of code, all an attacker would need is to find that one exploit or that one flaw and exploit it.
Right, like with the, what is it, with the iPhone, what they're doing is they have this security system set up where they didn't want to give it to the FBI, where you can't hack into their phone. But like 60 Minutes did a thing on the nuclear thing where, you know how they're all done? You remember the punch cards? Does anybody know what a punch card was back before computers
yes.
were yeah. online? Well, all our nuclear weapons are on punch cards. And one of the reasons why they don't want to update it is because this way no one can hack into the system. Believe it or not, by being outdated, right, with our nuclear system and not having it updated actually stops from cyber attack.
Yes. I mean, computers are very good for propagating information and for long-distance communications. You know, I can talk to someone in China through face-to-face through a computer screen in real time. But there are a lot of things that computers are just not good for because they're not secure.
Have you ever made a website, like, say, with the Chinese lingo? So let's say you are going to China and you want to get merchandise out of China. Well, you would design your website in a Chinese language. Have you ever done something like that where you would recommend to someone that is worldwide to have their websites designed in different languages?
No, I have. I have software that can convert English into various languages after the site is built. It would just change all the text to Chinese or Latin okay. or Greek or French or anything like that. But I haven't built one for a Chinese company as of yet, no.
Okay, so what do you...
So it would be fun.
It would be fun. Just stay on the line, John, real quick. Now, what do you do, young man? And what's your first name?
Declan.
Okay, so what do you do the wills and the testaments and like that?
Yes, sir. Document Pros, we're not a lawyer alternative. We could do same paperwork as paralegals and lawyers, but since we're not attorneys, we don't charge legal fees. Basically, gives the information, we set the paperwork up for you, and you could file it yourself.
Did you ever think of setting up a website where people pay online to get these documents? Do you have that now? Or?
No, not yet. I'm
Why don't you talk to John? Hey, John, could you do that for him?
I didn't hear. What did he? What did he?
Well, he does documents. He's a doc. He, what he does is he does documents, right? Like, say, for your will.
Notary public.
And he does legal documents. And that would be a neat. I think it's called, if you don't mind, LegalZoom, right? Mm-hmm. You could go in competition with them. You have all the documents and you have everything set up already. Why wouldn't you set up a website to say, hey, if people could pay through PayPal and you don't even, and you could just, why not? You already have the knowledge. Right? Wouldn't that be kind of what's wrong with what's
that? No, that's neat. But document pros do offer that the similar services, but our service is also more tailored to, you know, to what your needs are.
Right, so, and more one on one.
And more one on one.
But I think right. So that would be kind of neat. Could you? Would you be interested in having someone talk to you about maybe setting up a website where like LegalZoom was what I'm talking about. And what's your name of your company?
The Document Pros.
Okay, Document Pros. I mean, that's a pretty neat name you came up with. How'd you come up with that name, actually?
Actually, I am born into the company when the previous owner retired.
Okay, so how long has it been in business?
About 9 years.
Wow, look at this. So, well, we have a pretty young lady, two pretty young ladies in the place. So, that's kind of neat. Protecting yourself, we just set up an S corporation, right? Mm-hmm. Where you were originally a self proprietorship, and then we went into an LLC, and now our tax attorney is telling us that we should be an S corporation.
You should go back to the S corporation and offer you more security.
Right. All right. So now we're an S corporation. So, like, it's really important to know these documents, and I don't get it myself, to be real. I'm not going to say I do. But I just know from a legal standpoint, it's good to be properly advised. And I think where the difference is with you is that you can advise someone.
Doc and Prosper, not lawyers, we can't give legal advice, but we can help you find the sources and even contact and talk to them to help get your questions answered.
Yeah, but you can. You're like, what is it called? What do they call those people that aren't lawyers, but they're something else?
Paralegals.
Yeah, you're the paralegal of the document world. No.
Can't really say.
What do you think? I don't know your business. I don't know. So why is it important to document and have the legal representation? Not saying you're a lawyer, but tell us why. What's like? Give us a success story where someone did use one of your documents and it saved them from tremendous tragedy. Because personal stories tell it. Like, say if you had to sell life insurance and you find out someone passed away, a life insurance salesman could say, hey, or even medical insurance. Someone gets medical insurance and then you find out 6 months later they need the services and they get treated and their lives are saved by the salesman selling them medical insurance. Now you, I can see document-wise, legally, how important it is to properly protect yourself. And it's important the position and what you're doing for family security. We're talking about security. You're the guy.
Well, yes, like what we try to do is basically, it's unpredictable. You don't know what will happen to you today or tomorrow. So we try and help people set up so that their affairs in order and the families be taken care of. Like, nothing has to go through probate. You don't have to pay anyone else. You set up a revocable living trust, your wishes are there on ink, black, and white. And, well, that's it. No one can dispute it. No one can change it. No one can say, no, this is what they wanted instead of this. Your accounts, your property, any issues you need resolved, basically everything will be processed through the system, just like that, without any delay.
Good. And, you know, like, from a spiritual standpoint, they say, what is God's will, right? Okay. Oh, this is good. But you know, ever wonder what God's will is? I know what God's will is. And what God's will is that we don't think of ourselves and we think of others. You know, when you share, you care. And if I stop thinking of myself, that's God's will. But how do I know what? What's another word for will? Did you ever think of that? Huh?
Your thoughts.
Think about this, mm-hmm. right? So what does someone do when they know that they want to leave their assets, and you said legally, so it's not unpredictable. I like the way you said that word. Mm. It's unpredictable what could happen to someone. So be prepared is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's your benefit, being prepared, being protected documentally. But another word for will is thinking. You know, what was he thinking? People that don't have wills, there's all chaos because no one knows what you were thinking, where you wanted your assets to go. So you put a thinking document together. You get what I'm saying? And I really believe that. So that's the same thing with God's will. What is God's will for us? You know, God's will for us is to be happy, joyous, and free, right? Mm-hmm. He wants us to be happy. Well, how do you be happy? Generally, for me is, and I don't do it all the time, but like say my car is all beat up, but I'm content with the fact that my car at least gets me from point A to point B. You know, if I have hot dogs and beans in front of me, I'm thankful that I'm eating, not that I'm thinking, why wasn't it steak? You know, being content is a good way of being happy. And it, making me happy would also be knowing that I'm protecting my family, yeah. having a will. That would put me at peace, right? So what you do is your job description is that you fulfill a service where people really do benefit from it and that it is in their best interest. I always wonder, like, do I do a deal that is not in someone's best interest but I benefit? Or does it have to be in both parties' best interest? So making a will, what you're doing, is a great deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. It puts people at peace, makes them content, and now we know what you're thinking. So, how'd I do?
Very good.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, and then let's real quick, let's just say who, no, you can stay here too, but like, just tell us who you are and what you're here for. We got Joe online too.
Joe online too.
Okay.
Come on, quick. Hello, my name is Charmaine. Hello, my name is Charmaine. I'm here because I wanted to share an opportunity with everyone that's been a vehicle for me. It's actually helped me produce 2 children's books thus far. And ultimately, it will help me fund a nonprofit organization that I want to get up off the ground. And I basically just want to show people a different way, a different alternative to getting to their financial goals and to producing those assets and things like that that they're looking to do.
Well, assets, see that? You protect their assets. Mm-hmm. And then I have a children's book idea. I wonder if I tell it out there, someone might take it. But I want to tell it to you. Okay, you guys ready? It's an elephant and a mouse. Now, those are 2 of the opposite things that you could possibly be, right? And what the elephant does is it wishes to the mouse, it says it wishes that, hey, the mouse is just running around having a good time, and the elephant's thinking to himself, boy, I wish I could run around like that. And the mouse is wishing that it could be big so people wouldn't be scared of it. So then they're both wish on a 4-leaf clover, let's say, and they switch places. Now the mouse becomes real big and the elephant becomes real small, right? So now they go back to their homes. But what is an elephant scared of, supposedly in myth? A mouse. So now here the elephant goes home and the family runs away. So it's all alone at the end. There's more to it, but I'm giving the. Right. So now the elephant that's really a mouse is sitting there crying because his family keeps running away. Right. So the moral of the story was he wishes he could be a mouse again. And the moral of the story is somehow to get across, be happy who you are. Mm-hmm. Don't try to be something you're not. And not to judge people, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a moral there. And that's my children's story that I want to produce. What do you think?
That's
is
great.
That ever? Is
That's
that,
great.
How? What do you think?
I think it's an excellent idea.
All right. So
go
see
for
that
it.
Documents.
Go for
mouse
it,
story. You gonna help me do it?
I'll help you do it.
I'll finance it. You do it.
Absolutely.
Now, no one steal it.
Okay.
Okay. So, what am I? The mouse or the elephant?
Oh, you just gotta make up your mind.
I think I look more like an elephant weighing 300 pounds. What do you think, guys? I set you up for that one.
No.
I resemble that remark. Okay, so we got, who do we have on the line from ASC? Joe, what's up, Joe? You there, Joe?
A beautiful day.
Yeah, what do you think? Are you the mouse or are you the elephant?
I'm the mouse, chasing you.
There you go. Hey, but you know what? You know why you're chasing me?
Well, I want some of your cash.
No, because I make cheese.
Oh, no, I want the cash. I want the greenbacks.
Do you know what happens here? Think about this, about cheese. You give someone a bologna sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Now, they haven't eaten in 2 days.
Only two?
2 days.
Oh, they won't eat the damn thing.
So I hand Ingrid the bologna sandwich, right?
Right.
She's from Trinidad. You know how they're starving over there in Trinidad.
Ooh. Right? Don't say yes, Joe. You don't know.
So, yeah, I do know.
So then so I hand her the bologna sandwich. You know what Ingrid says to me? Now, she hasn't eaten in 2 days.
Right.
What do you think she says?
Thank you.
Actually, you got another one?
No, she says, where's the cheese? That was my cheese joke. And I got Ingrid involved there. Here, Joe, I'm going to ask Ingrid here, my good friend. We're going to talk before the show's over about what you do. But can you try to interview a mechanic, put you on the spot like
all
that?
All right, I'm interviewing
she's
you,
the
Joe.
New, she's on the payroll.
All right.
I am
wait,
on
wait,
the
you
got to
punch in at 144. She's yeah. on the payroll now. So let's see what she can do, Joe. Can she make a good interview?
Okay, Joe. Tell me what's the name of your business and where you're located.
Oh, we're out here on US 19 in North Clearwater, north of Countryside Mall. I don't know the address exactly, to be truthful.
Oh, okay. But where's the major streets that run, parallel to your business?
US 19.
US 19. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I see you have Curlew and Republic Drive also.
It's actually you got to turn where the tattoo place is.
This, okay.
You know if you go down US 19 on the service road and you see a big sign that says mm-hmm. tattoo, turn at the tattoo and then it's right there in the back.
Correct.
Oh, that's correct. Okay. And what is the specials you're running right now, Joe?
Hey, we're running a great oil change special with a free rotation. You know, for only $15.99.
Wow.
Plus tax.
Too much.
And all that crap.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Where
and then what are the services that you offer, Joe?
Just about anything you need. And the automotive, light truck, you know, the whole deal.
Uh-huh, okay. So you do repairs. You do mechanical repairs on vehicles?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, and how long has you been in business?
I personally been doing cars for about 34 years, and... But the business has been open for about a year and a half now.
Okay, a year and a half. Okay, so but you come with a lot of experience.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And what is the hours of operation?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. And that is Sunday to Monday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Oh, okay. All right, so you carry a regular week. And could you share with us what your telephone number is so, you know, people who don't know where you're located could give you a call and find out to get some of, your services? 31 years in the business, guys. It's been 31 years in the business.
Right. 34 years in the business.
Yes. 34.
You know what the one thing you can't buy is?
Experience.
Okay, you got me. Okay, Ingrid's getting a little too smart. And honesty.
And honesty, too.
Right, you can't buy honesty.
And
integrity is important.
Yes. Okay. So, Joe, you want to give us the number?
Sure. It's 727-791-7677.
You know,
all right, guys.
You know
727-791-7677. And is Auto Service Experts.
Expert, yeah.
You know, we had John on the phone. Is John still there? No. So we had a website guy, right? The changes in the technology of how we went from, say, horse and buggy to cars. We went from gas to gas lighting to electrical lighting. What is the big change in the... Is the computerized age also affected since you've been in business in the 31 years? What are the changes you've seen from 31 years ago or even before then, before you were... You know, when you were a young man, even working on one as a kid, what are the changes in cars?
What are the changes in automobiles.
From 40 years ago, say.
Well, you got the fuel pump is controlled by the computer. You got the ignition normally controlled by the computer. You got the radio, the windows, the whole nine yards goes through a damn computer.
So if the radio and the windows don't work, right, at the same time they went out, would that be a computer issue?
It all depends on what it does, what happened. If it goes sideways, going up and down, it might be a window regulator problem.
No, but let's say the radio and the window went out at the same time, right? First, say two wires touched in a glove box.
First thing I would check is fuses.
Okay.
And then down the line, I'd go looking to see if I could find a connector disconnected. You know, that covers both ends.
Really?
Yeah. And then from there, we go into computer issues.
Wow. So this is, and can a computer diagnostically check the computer where the problem is?
Okay. Let's say this. A computer will give you an area to go to. Okay, it normally does not tell you exactly what's wrong with it, because from the point of knowing what area you got to go, you have to go down the line to see what is causing you the real issue. You follow that?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, and that's where experience comes in, too, really.
Correct. Correct, because otherwise, if you keep throwing computers at cars, here's what happens. You piss off the parts guy. You get really aggravated. You know, you have to have a little knowledge of what's going on, some wiring diagrams, stuff like that.
So have you ever misdiagnosed a car yourself?
Certainly.
And how does that work?
How does that work? You get it. Diagnose it right the second time.
Well, I've had it happen.
You just waste time.
But every time I've had my car misdiagnosed, they never did it for free.
No.
You know what I'm saying by that? They misdiagnosed it, I replaced the part, and then the car still didn't work. And then they diagnosed it again, replaced another part. Let's just say it didn't work again. And then they diagnosed it again, and they fixed it. But they charged me for all three.
Well, usually, here's what happens. To be truthful, if you misdiagnose it the first time, normally the company should buy it.
But that never happens, right, Joe?
Well, it happens in my lifetime.
But mostly, most mechanics and stuff.
Most lifetimes, no. Most lifetimes, you know, people make mistakes, and they learn from their mistakes, and they don't, you know, unfortunately, the consumer is the one who suffers when that happens.
And there it is, Joe. That's where your honesty and trustworthiness comes in.
Right, right. And that's where you got to have some basic knowledge how it's supposed to work. Watch it on your own computer screen once you plug in and see if the computer's telling it to work. And then when it still don't work and the computer says it's working, now you got to go and find the problem.
Well, there you go. Hey, Joe, that's why when I said... The first thought I thought was you can't buy experience.
Correct.
And then you know what your thought was? You can't buy honesty.
Correct.
And then sometimes, you know what, I always think of honesty like when I'm talking to you. Like, but we also have self-honesty, too.
Correct.
Where we're honest with ourselves.
Correct.
And that's when someone is honest with themselves. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do.
Well, no, you got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, but some, you know, I mean, that's when you're delusional when you're not.
Right.
So when I'm eating my apple pie with whipped cream, I think I'm on a diet. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, listen, here's what I'm doing today and today only. I'm offering a reward for Boardwalk from McDonald's.
There you go.
I ain't saying what that reward is. It could be 50 cents. Could be buku dollars. But I need Boardwalk.
All right. Boardwalk. Anybody has Boardwalk, call ASE. What's the phone number?
727-791-7677.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being on the show.
You're quite welcome.
And hey, Joe, you're a good man.
Thanks, Brian. And you two are. But I never met you yet, so I want to see your butt in person.
Well, it's a big butt.
What's your secret?
All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Bye. So would you like, let's talk about, I like to have it where you interview her. Come here, young lady. No.
Becky, what's going on? God said, get something to eat or some water to wash your face. You're sleeping.
Okay. All right. So then I'll sit here. Okay, so tell us, why should someone use what's the name of it?
Liberty
Tax Service. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, that wasn't good. But they call that a blooper, right?
That is a blooper.
All right, so tell us why someone should use Liberty Tax Service.
Anybody should use Liberty Tax Service. You get accurate, friendly, and guaranteed taxes. Your taxes done. In a clean environment, friendly people, and you can ask as much questions as you want. Also, we allow you to bring in your taxes, and we will go ahead and just run them through and give you an estimation of what the cost is. Right now, we have a lot of people that have a lot of Schedule C, small business, investor investments, and stuff that's coming into the office. And they're like, well, last year I paid $500 to do my taxes, and we are offering them 50% off of whatever they paid from the competitor last year, and we would do the taxes for them.
And something you said last week's show was that receipt that they show you is actually a tax write-off in itself.
Yes.
Tell them, explain how that works.
All right. If you have a Schedule C and you pay to do your taxes last year, your tax preparer should put that as an expense on the taxes this year. Okay? It should be on your taxes this year as an expense. So it is a write-off. It becomes a deduction for you. A lot of people don't offer it. A lot of people don't do it. But that's one thing. At Liberty, we try to get you as much deductions to get you as much money back as the most reasonable cost.
Well, that's good, too. There's a lot of things that you need to know. Did you look into the Fresh Start program that I had?
I did not look into the Fresh Start program, but I will. I have it on my radar. Yes.
Next week, let's do a whole show on Fresh Start.
Okay.
That's where their IRS is offering people that haven't filed a Fresh Start, and where they're going to allow, if you qualify, of course, but they're going to allow you, for people that haven't filed, they're going to allow you to get back in the system and try to work with you. Or if you were fresh, what it says, a fresh start.
Right, because, you know, you're supposed to have, usually the IRS do on the 5 year, you need to be filed, have to file your taxes. And a lot of people, they fall off the radar, sometimes illness, sometimes just family issues, sometimes jobs, and they just don't file their taxes. And that's part of what the Fresh Start program is.
And I think it's a good thing.
Yes. And just let me tell you, we are at 1346 Main Street, Dunedin, and our number is 727-300-3777.
And I'm looking how elegant you look. You're on radio, but you're on the camera. I want you to turn to the camera. This is an elegant lady here. What do you think of that necklace, huh? Ooh, huh?
Thank you.
Is that nice?
Yes, it is. Right.
Yes, very nice. Now, tell us what you do and what you're trying to do, and explain this to Ingrid, see if she can have a question or two for you.
Sure. So, again, I offer a vehicle. Basically, what we do in our business is we offer products and services that people are already using and paying for anyway. And we just offer a way for them to save money on those same bills, those same services that include cell phones, home phones, security system. We have business services like the credit card processors. We have a plethora of things. We have a big portfolio. And basically, I help people save money on those services, and I also help people to make money on those services. And that has been my financial vehicle to produce more assets like my books. And then, like I said, going forward, my nonprofit organization, that kind of thing. So basically, we wanna show people a different way to financial freedom is what I do.
Okay, and what is the what's the name of the business?
Very good.
The company is called Five Links.
Oh, it's Five Links. Oh, actually, I know about Five Links. I actually have Five Links security system in my house.
See, there you go. So how can people get in touch with you and your phone number?
My telephone number is 727-851-7100. 1-800-273-0009. You can definitely call me at any time. I'm available.
And do you have like a email or a website that they could go and visit to see?
Definitely. My website, or you can see all about the opportunity. You can also see what products and services that you can save. That's www.fivelinks.net/L720986.
Too much, okay. Sweetheart. You know what I'm thinking? I'm still back on, but I have a bad memory, though. Sometimes you can simplify your website, too, right?
Right, yes.
That's also important, also.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. So anyhow, so why would someone save money by using your services?
Okay, you would save money by using our services because basically what the companies do, because we use big companies like Verizon and so on and so forth, and basically we cut the cost from them advertising on billboards and through commercials and that kind of thing, which in turn help you save money because if you go directly through us, now you cut them some costs and potentially save yourself some money.
Is it like going through like when you get for, say, Priceline for a hotel?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really?
We're in Amazon.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So there you go. That's the best way to describe it then.
Definitely.
Right? Because the hotel rooms, the person right next to you could be paying $100 because you went through Amazon or whatever your services, you could be paying $50. I'm not saying it's for a hotel.
Yes.
But it's the same principle.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So then they buy in bulk. And so that's good, too. There's Liberty Tax Service on that deal, too?
Yeah, that Liberty Tax Service is going through the same deal. And again, 50% off of your competitor's price last year. Bring your taxes, drop them off, and pick them back up. We give you a call, let you know what you owe or what is owed to you from the
IRS.
Government, the federal government.
I have a Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Mississippi Rights Law, Fence Payments. I'm Chaz Henry. A new law in Mississippi would allow employees of private businesses and organizations to refuse service.